Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Miketz, that's Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin. And the brothers have finally brought Binyamin down to Yosef, so the Pasuk tells us, Vayar Yosef Itam as Binyamin, Yosef saw Binyamin with him, Vayar Mel HaShal HaBeis, he said to the one who's appointed over his house, Havi Yasa Anashim HaBeis, bring the men into the house, Utvayach Tevach V'Alchein, and have meat shechted and prepared, Ki Iti Yoichu Anashim Batarayim, because the men are going to eat with me this afternoon. Vayas Ho'ish Kasher Mar Yosef, and the man did exactly as Yosef said, Vayave Ho'ish Yasa Anashim Beis Yosef, and the man brought the men into the house of Yosef. And the men became frightened, Kihuvu Beis Yosef, that they were brought to the house of Yosef. And they said, Aldvar Kasva Shaba Abtachaisenu Batchila, it's because of the money that was returned into our sacks originally, Anachnu Muvaim, that's why we were brought here, Lizgayel Alenu, Ilisnap Alenu, to bring this libel and pretext to bring down upon us, Volkacha Sisonu Lavon Veschamirenu, and to take us as slaves and our donkeys. Let's see Rashi over here, Pazu Yudchez, Vayiru Anashim, Kasvu Beshne Yudin, it's written with two Yos, Vitharguma Yudchilu, and that means they became frightened, not that they saw, but they became frightened. Why did they become frightened? Kihuvu Beis Yosef, they were brought to the house of Yosef. And it's not the custom of all the other people that came to buy food to sleep in the house of Yosef, except for the inn throughout the city. So why were they brought to Yosef's house? And they said, this is only just a pretext to brought us into jail, into this house, to bring upon us this libel of the money, and that it should fall upon us, and that he'll use this as a pretext to throw us into jail. So So they approached the man, Asher al Beis Yosef, that was in charge of Yosef's house, by Dabriel of Pesach Abayis, and they spoke to him at the entrance to the house. Vayomer, and they said, Biadoni, please, my master, Yare Yoranu Batchil Lishbar Oichel, originally we had come down to buy food, Vayhi Kivonu al Amalin, Veniftchasam Tchaisenu, and it was when we came to the inn, and we opened our sacks, Vihine Kesef Ish Befiam Tachtoi, and behold, each man's money was at the entrance of his sack, Kaspenu Mishkaloi, our money exactly as it was before, Vanashav Ais Biadenu, but we brought it back with us. The Kesef Acher, Hiranu Biadenu Lishbar Oichel, and we brought more money in our hands to buy food. We don't know who placed our money in our sacks. They're basically trying to tell him that if you're upset at us for not paying last time, that was some sort of mistake. We brought money and for some reason it was returned to our sacks, and here we brought it back with us, and we brought even more money to buy more food. Let's just see Rashi over here. This is an expression of pleading and begging for mercy. We descended. This is actually something which is low for us. We're used to giving other people food and money and their sustenance. Now we need you. So back to Chomish Pasuk of Gimel, Vayomer Shalom Lechem, he said, peace unto you, Al Tiro, do not be afraid, Elokechem, Elokei Avichem, your God and the God of your father, Nasan Lechem, Matmai Mamtechem, he gave you this hidden present in your sack, Kaspechem Ba'eloi, your money came to me, Vayotze Elohim as Shimon, and then he brought Shimon out to them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel, Elokechem, Bischoschem, that means in your merit, he gave you your money, Vimein Schoschem Kedai, and if you don't think that you have enough merit, Elokei Avichem, it's because of your father's merit, Bischoschem, because of your father, he gave you this present. Meaning, I got your money, you don't have to worry about anything. So the man brought the men into the house of Yosef, and he gave them water and they washed their feet, and he gave food to their donkeys. Let's see Rashi over here. He brought them in a second time. What does that mean, he brought them in a second time? Since they were pushing him back outside until he spoke to them at the entrance of the house, but once he told them, Shalom Lechem, it's peace unto you, you don't have to be worried. So then they came after him finally into the house. So they prepared the gift until Yosef came in the afternoon, because they heard that they were going to be eating bread over there, meaning they're going to be eating their meal in Yosef's house. Let's see Rashi over here. They prepared it, they put it in very nice vessels and they made it very presentable. So Yosef came to the house, and they brought him the present they had in their hands into the house, and they bowed down to him on the ground. Let's see Rashi over here. That means they went from the anteroom into the main palace, into the main castle, the main area. So and he inquired of their peace, meaning inquired of their welfare. And he said, is your elderly father that you spoke about, is it peace with him? Meaning, what's his welfare? Is he still alive? And they said, there is peace to your servant, our father. He is still alive. And they bowed and they prostrated themselves. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav Ches Vayikdu Vayishtachavu Al She'elas Shalom, because he had inquired and asked about their welfare. Kida is Kfifas Kodkoi, that means bending of the head, and Ishtachava is Mishtatech La'aretz, prostrating oneself on the ground. Back to Chomish Pasuk Chav Tes Vayisaw Enov, and he lifted his eyes. Vayarz Binyamin Achiv Ben Imai, and he saw Binyamin his brother, the son of his mother. Vayomer, and he said, Hazachicha Makaten Asher Amartem Eloi, is this your younger brother that you spoke about? Vayomer, and he said, Olekim Yachnucha Bani, Hashem should grant grace unto you, my son. son. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavtes, Elikim Yachnechabani, Beshar Shvatim Shmanu Chanina. In regards to all the other Shvatim, we've heard this bracha, and we've heard this terminology, Chanina, grace, and chain. Asher Chan and Elikim Asavdecha, this is what Yaakov had told Esav. But Ubinyamin Adaloi Noilad, Binyamin wasn't born then, so he never had this chain placed upon him. Lakach Mercha Yosef Chanina, that's why Yosef blessed Binyamin with this Lashon of chain, Elikim Yachnechabani. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the last Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.